that you notice in the body, in those places where it's typical to hold tension. And you might just take a couple of long, deep breaths to settle into the practice and allow the body to come to a more easeful state. Just letting the breath, the out-breath, just relax you as much as possible. Let me talk a little bit about thinking, meditating, mindfulness of thinking. Sometimes new meditators especially have a belief that there shouldn't ever be any thinking in meditation. Actually, I think it's possible for people to practice for a long time and still hold on to that belief that that there shouldn't ever be any thinking. But you know, the fact is, thoughts do arise, and it doesn't have to be a problem. When we find ourselves thinking in meditation, we can notice that in the same way that we notice an itch or a pain in the body. We don't feel guilty if we have an itch, if we have a pain. But somehow, it's interesting, people can feel guilty if thoughts arise in their meditation, as if they're doing something wrong. But thoughts are natural. The mind, it makes thoughts. And I like a distinction that Gil Fronsdal makes between thinking and what he calls thoughting. And thoughting refers to the kind of random thoughts that just pop up in the mind of their own accord, seemingly sometimes out of nowhere. And I think they're happening pretty much all the time, I would imagine, in most minds. And those are usually pretty innocent thoughts, and usually it's pretty easy not to get entangled with them. If we do get entangled with them, though, we can be moving from thoughting to thinking. And thinking in this sense has a deliberate, it's a deliberate mental activity. And we do get entangled with the thoughts. We keep them going. We get fascinated with them. We elaborate on them, ruminating perhaps, just letting them take us away from being present to our experience, to being present to the fact that we're thinking. And thinking in this sense of getting caught and ruminating and elaborating, it's not useful, of course, during meditation. And if you can let go of it, that's definitely the best option. And if it doesn't seem possible to let go, then just try to delve a little deeper and turn your mindfulness toward the activity of thinking itself, to know directly what it's like. Just like you can know what the breath is like, what sensations in the body are like, it is possible to know what thinking is like. What's its effect in the body? What's its effect on the mood? What does it do? Being mindful that we're thinking is just as useful as being mindful of bodily sensations or the breath. And there's no need to judge ourselves about for it. You know, that's just more thinking, and it's pretty unkind thinking. If thoughts aren't compelling, you know, just notice them and let them move on, drift away like clouds in the sky, we often say, and then return to breath or whatever your anchor is. And if you get caught in compulsive thinking, when you become aware of it, it can be useful to notice, what is it like to think? What's it like in the body? Is your brow kind of furrowed? Is there tension in the head, in the jaw? Are the shoulders tense? What's the effect of thinking in the body? Where do you actually feel the thinking? Is it happening in your head? Where? Tune into that, feel it. And notice, are there pictures or are there words? Thinking comes in both varieties. And then, can you relax the thinking muscle, as Gil often suggests? If you can feel where the thoughts arise, can you let that place just ease up a little bit? So when it's easy, we can let thinking go. Just let the thoughts drift on their own. And often, just noticing that there's thinking happening, thoughting more like, happening, it will end, it will dissipate. But sometimes there are compulsive thoughts, thoughts that are usually fueled by emotion. And then it can be useful to look under the thoughts, to be mindful of what's driving the thinking. And we do that in the same direct way, not analyzing or evaluating, just paying attention, getting close to our experience, seeing what it can tell us. It can be useful to use mental noting when thinking is really kind of taking our attention a lot. Just making a soft note in the mind when we notice ourselves thinking. Maybe just the note, the simple note, thinking, or maybe more precise, planning, fantasies, whatever the nature, the flavor of the thinking is. If there's a compulsive quality to thinking, don't be upset with yourself. Don't judge yourself. You might just tell your thinking mind, not now, not now, later. There's always more time to think. It might be best to take Suzuki Roshi's advice. Don't be bothered by your thinking. It's natural. It will arise. Can be mindful of it. Don't need to fight it. And when it subsides, turn your attention back to your breathing, or your whatever your other anchor is, if it's not the breath. We can sit like that.